Nina gets to work early. In the morning, she holds office hours with Robinson so that students can drop in for social visits. After lunch, she spends 2 hours in counseling sessions with small groups of kids where she does the basic stuff, Robinson said, such as wagging her tail, looking at students with her cute eyes, and showing affection to all. Hoogenboom and Robinson said she has had a positive effect on both students and teachers. Attendance at counseling sessions has increased because kids want to see Nina, and her presence in the meetings gets students to talk more openly. Crossman from Yale University is careful to point out that public enthusiasm for the benefit of dogs as support animals goes beyond actual evidence that dogs do, in fact, ease anxiety. Dog-crazy humans are so hopelessly partial to the animals that they might imagine emotional benefits that do not exist. Further research into this is needed, she said. But many students and teachers believe in them. If by some decree, all dogs were forced to leave campus, something special would be lost, said Max, an eighth grader at Burgundy, who is especially happy when the math teacher's dog runs around during exams.